Let me start by asking you the story of Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes came about, David, because I was asked by the filmmakers of Watership Down, which is, of course, about the rabbits that have the long journey to their paradise of a great big hill where they live, you know, not under the threat of extinction, which is what the way the film starts out. Partway along, there's a time when they think their leader, Hazel, has died. And the director said to me, "Do you think you could write a song about death? I would like you to write a song about death." And I thought, oh, who's going to want to listen to a song about death? You know, what am I going to write? Death, death, glorious death. Da, 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 da. No, of course not. So I thought for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, it was just going round and round my head. And then eventually I thought to myself, you know, this is one of the most important things we think about. What happens when you die? Is there something? Many religions believe that there is, and some people think there isn't. And so it is a big question in all our minds. Nobody knows for sure, but some people think they know. The result was that I knew I was going to write a song about the mystery of what happens when you pass on. So I sat down at the piano, and funnily enough, just the tune and those words, bright eyes, burning like fire, it just came to me. And suddenly I realized how can the light that burns so brightly suddenly burn so pale, was obviously the core meaning of the song. And so that's how I was able to write it.
How did you get Art Garfunkel to record it? Didn't he come to your house?
When I played the song to the producers of the film, they were very pleased with it. They came around to my house and heard it, and I played it on the piano. And they said, "Who would you like to sing it?" And I said, "Well, I'd love Art Garfunkel, but I know you won't get him. So here's a list of 9 other people." So Art was on the top, and there were 9 more. I was number 10 on the list, just in case I couldn't get the other 9. And I remember Colin Blunstone being number 2 on the list. John Anderson from Yes was also on the list. So there were several people I thought it'd be nice, but I knew they wouldn't get Art Garfunkel. And they said, no, he's on the CBS, which is the same label you're on as an artist, which is, you know, so we'll go to them. And so they went to the ex-head of CBS. It was an old guy, Goddard Lieberson, a very charismatic old guy who had been there in fact, signed Simon and Garfunkel years ago. And he heard it and thought it was great, and rang Artie and said, "I've got a song here. I think you're going to like it, but I think you'd be mad if you don't record it." And within a week, Artie was in my house the day before the session. That was the kind of hurry we were in. And we were working out the key for him to sing it in, because obviously it does matter whether you sing it a semitone higher or a semitone lower. It brings out different quality in your voice, that sort of thing. And so, we just worked it out the day before, and then I stayed up all night arranging the orchestra, and we recorded it the following day.
It went to number 1. It was a huge hit. How many million records did it sell, or has it sold?
Bright Eyes sold, I think it was 1.6 million in the UK that year, which made it, I think, the biggest selling record of that year. Certainly, it was CBS Records, which is now Sony, their first number 1 in this country. Then it was number 1 in 6 other countries as well. So sadly, it wasn't a big hit in America. It went on his greatest hits, which was then became known in America, but it wasn't a smash in America, which would have been lovely to have had that as my calling card, but it wasn't to be. But I mean, you know, that sounded very churlish, because I'm very lucky to have had. In fact, I needed a hit like that, because after the Wombles, I think a lot of people thought, well, Mike Batt's quite good at writing funny little songs, but, you know, maybe he's not a heavyweight. And I think when Bright Eyes came along, I'm not suggesting I'm describing myself as a heavyweight, but at least it sort of gave me a sort of calling card into the big boys club of songwriters. And thankfully, I cherish that, and I'm very glad they gave me the opportunity to write something a little bit more thoughtful than the jolly songs I wrote for the Wombles.